Proverbs chapter 7. My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with you. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of your eye. Bind them upon your fingers. Write them upon the table of your heart. Say unto wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your kinswoman, that they may keep you from the strange woman, from the stranger which flatters with her words. For at the window of my house I looked out through my casement, and beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding, passing through the street near her corner, and he went the way to her house, in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night, and look, there met him a woman with the attire of a harlot, and subtle of heart. Oh, she is loud and stubborn, her feet abide not in her house. Now is she without, and now in the streets, and lies in wait at every corner. So she caught him, and kissed him, and with an impudent face said unto him, I have peace offerings with me. This day I have paid my vows. Therefore came I forth to meet you, diligently to seek your face, and I found you. And I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works, with fine linen of Egypt. I perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with loves. For the good man is not at home. He is gone on a long journey. He hath taken a bag of money with him, and will come home at the day appointed. With her much fair speech she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips she forced him. He goes after her straightway, as an ox goes to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks, till an arrow strike through his liver, as a bird hasten to the snare, and knows not that it is for his life. Listen unto me now, therefore, O you children, and attend to the words of my mouth. Let not your heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths, for she has cast down many wounded. Yes, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death.